And tonight, the House Judiciary Committee will convene to publicly hash out two articles of impeachment against President Trump in preparation for a vote tomorrow. Last night, at a rally in Pennsylvania, the president dismissed the charges and mocked the Democrats for backing away from a third article, which would have been based on obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation.
This is impeachment light. This is the lightest impeachment in the history of our country by far. It's not even like an impeachment.
But it sort of is. Let's bring in our political strategist, Bill Press, the Democrat. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Robin.
And Alice Stewart, the Republican. Hi to you as well.
Hi, Robin.
And Bill, I want to start with you because in one way, though, is President Trump right? Robert Mueller said he was not able to clear Trump of obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation, but he left it to Congress to charge. Democrats are not doing that. Is that chickening out?
Look, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. I think if the Democrats had come up with, and I think there are many reasons why Donald Trump should be impeached, if they came up with a list of 12 or 15, everybody would say, oh, this is the kitchen sink. Come on, they got the Mueller stuff in there again. So instead, they focused on the two most egregious examples and the two most recent examples, the abuse of his power by inviting a foreign nation to intervene in our election and obstruction of Congress by trying to shut everybody down from cooperating. So I think they were smart to focus on those two articles. And I would just remind the president that there is no such thing as impeachment light. There is impeachment. There is non-impeachment. He will be impeached. He will become the third president of the United States to be impeached. That's not something to brag about.
Right. The reality is, Robin, if I may,
sure,
really, impeachment is in the eye of the beholder, and it's been that way from the beginning to today. Republicans do not see what the president did as reason for impeachment. Democrats have been pretty full speed ahead from the very beginning. And then there are some, like myself, who see his actions on that phone call were inappropriate but not worthy of impeachment. But what really makes a difference and what matters here is how does this play in the court of public opinion? And the majority of polls show that nothing has changed since the hearings. Quinnipiac and Monmouth polls have come out, and the numbers haven't changed. We're looking at virtually 50-50 percent of the American people are in favor of impeaching the president. So half of Americans do not want to see this move forward, and that's where we have the trouble. And Nancy Pelosi said from the beginning she only and only wanted to go down this road if it was overwhelming and bipartisan, and we don't have that.
And I have to jump in and add, if I may, that if public opinion has nothing to do with impeachment. It should have nothing to do. It's a matter of right or wrong. I'd like to read, Robert, just a real quick little quote. Quote, "The business of high crimes and misdemeanors goes to the question of whether or not the person serving as president of the United States puts their own interest, their personal interest, ahead of public service." That was Mike Pence when he was in Congress, July 25, 2008. He didn't say anything about public opinion. It was Mike Pence was right then, and he's right today.
Well, you know, you both can cherry pick. I mean, people can pick things that things that people have said in the past. Because Alice, you quoted Pelosi, but then, as she said, things change. Once you know, it's almost like she was saying to President Trump, "Please don't do something more." And then he calls the president of Ukraine and asks him for a political favor. Look, President Clinton was impeached for lying about an affair with an intern, a stupid and horrible abuse of power. But really, relative to what President Trump is being impeached for, Alice, there's a lot of hypocrisy to go around, but how can Republicans brush off questions about soliciting foreign interference in an election?
It's very simple, Robin. If you want to make the comparison with Bill Clinton and President Trump, Bill Clinton lied before a federal grand jury.
Yeah.
Pure and simple. There was no qualms about that. And he gave the people no choice. If you really, truly love the rule of law in this country, you had no choice but to vote to convict or support the impeachment of President Clinton. In this case, if you truly love the rule of law, there is not a clear-cut case. The president has not lied to a federal grand jury. Of course, he hasn't testified, and I think that's good advice.
But he's not accused of that.
But if you truly love the rule of law, There has not been a clear-cut case Bill, actually, in support
of that.
Well, I just want you to hold on just for one second. I just want to jump in and say, isn't she right, though, because we had this discussion with Julian. Well, wait, we had this discussion with Julian Zelizer, that this is a president who isn't hiding his, you know, disgusting language on hidden videotape, hidden audio tapes the way Nixon did. And when those tapes were found, they appalled the American electorate that he was using the language he was. This president uses it in rallies. He's not lying about – he is saying – yeah, I called the president of Ukraine, and I do it again. Isn't that a problem that he's not hiding it?
No. Come on. That's this chestnut that the Republicans are now throwing. Their defense keeps changing. Now, this is the latest one. Well, Donald Trump does it publicly, so therefore it can't be wrong. That is crazy. I mean, that's like the bank robbers running out of the bank with the money. He said, look what I got. I'm bragging about it. He still robbed the freaking bank. This, no matter what Donald Trump says, the facts, I'd like to point out, the facts are not in dispute. Not even Republicans in the House deny the fact that Donald Trump invited a foreign nation to intervene in an American election. That is the very central point that our founding fathers were afraid of and why they put impeachment in the Constitution in the first place. You can't deny he did it.
I'm going to defend that, and
I would argue that what Donald Trump did is much more serious than what Bill Clinton did or Andrew Johnson.
Okay, we're going to have plenty of time, Alice, to discuss this over the next 2 months. But I want to get to the IG report because in two separate interviews yesterday, Attorney General William Barr – and really, there's no other way to say it, but, you know, spun the findings of this Justice Department Inspector General's report on the origins of the Russia investigation. The report found no political bias in starting the Russia probe, some serious FBI errors in applying for search warrants on a Trump aide. But the report doesn't say that the warrant was warrantless. It's just that the way they went about it, serious errors. And the report categorically said no spying on the Trump campaign. But here's William Barr. He says there was. He's on NBC.
The greatest danger to our free system is that the incumbent government use the apparatus of the state, principally the law enforcement agencies and the intelligence agencies, both to spy on political opponents, but also to use them in a way that could affect the outcome of the election.
Alice, what are we to take from this, except that this is not the country's attorney general? This is President Trump's private lawyer.
Certainly. There's so much to unpack out of this report. But I think that the main takeaway from this is the American people should take comfort in the fact that the original probe, there was not a wrongdoing or there wasn't political motives for the origin of this probe. I think that is the most important thing to take away of. Clearly, that is not news that the president wanted to hear and his supporters wanted to hear. But from the American people's standpoint, that is the key takeaway. Aside from that, yes, there were some things in response to that further down the road that were quite problematic. But the key takeaway is that the origins of this were sound and not politically motivated. And another component to also keep in mind came out today in the Horowitz testimony. Senator Graham said that looking at the FBI and our intelligence operations, he said, it's not normal, but don't judge the FBI or the Department of Justice by these characters.
And this is Inspector General Horowitz, whose report it was. Mm-hmm. He's testifying today.
Exactly. And I think there certainly were some bad actors in this entire situation with regard to the probe, but it's wrong for anyone, including the president, to cast an entire net of dispersion on the FBI and under the Department of Justice.
And Bill, I know you're jumping, you're dying to get in there too, but I have to ask you.
Yes.
People want me to ask you, what is wrong with the Democratic Party? Joe Biden can't seem to come up with a response to the Ukraine questions. Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg fighting over finances. There's word that her campaign really doesn't like him. Resents that he's had one private job, you know, at McKinsey, the consulting company, one public job, mayor of a city that voted him in with 8,000 votes. Are you worried that they're not going to have somebody who's going to start becoming the leader, that they're going to split the primaries going into the election?
Well, first, I just want to say that good for Alice, right? Let's not bury the lead about the IG report. The IG report totally repudiated what Donald Trump has said about the FBI being a politically biased institution. And the fact that he and Bill Barr smear the FBI, I think, is disgusting. I'm not worried about the Democratic primary. It's a primary. Now, I would say this. I think this back and forth between Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg is silly. I mean, so Pete Buttigieg revealed his clients for McKinsey, Blue Cross Blue Shield, the EPA, the Natural Resources Defense Council. Who cares? I mean, what's wrong with that? Elizabeth Warren said she made $1.9 million over 30 years. You know how much that is? That's $63,000 a year. Like, who cares? I think they ought to focus on the issues, stop fighting each other, and say what's wrong with Donald Trump and what they would do to fix America. And the person, final point, the person who benefits from all this is Joe Biden. And remain steady and strong.
Real quick, Alice.
Interesting, Elizabeth Warren didn't have a problem with Buttigieg's finances when he was trailing in the polls. Now that he's leading in the early states, all of a sudden she has problems.
Politics.
I have an idea. The Alice and Bill Show. We could start that.
All right. Let's go. We're ready.
Bill Press, Democratica, and host of the Bill Press podcast, Alice Stewart, the Republican political communications consultant. Thank you.
Thanks.